Wildcard line, welcome to the program. You're on the air. Hi.
What door? That door there?
Hello?
Hello. Hello, George.
Morgus.
George Morgus in New Orleans.
How are you?
Oh, George, am I glad to get to you.
My
You know, our telephones were all down through the hurricane, and of course we've got it all fixed up now, and I'm really, really moving along with this lab now, George.
Oh, thank God. You know, we talked to you briefly after Katrina, but your phone went out, and we didn't know what happened to you. So you're okay, and your family's okay?
Oh, George, listen, everybody, Chopsley's right here, Dr. Chopsley's here, and Eric, everybody's in good shape here. You know, George, we didn't evacuate over there, because I'll tell you why, the city, you know, had a mandatory evacuation, but there's no way I would ever leave this lab, George. You know what's in here.
What is there?
Oh, you know, George, come on, you know, some secret stuff we talked about. And granted, you know, everybody would like to get in here. This is why we've got to stay here and protect it. I tell you, no, and besides, I'm probably the only building in New Orleans that had electricity and utilities 24/7, you know.
Well, I'm glad they're rebuilding. I'm glad you're rebuilding. And now you were in the city ice house, right?
Yeah.
What happened to that?
Well, which one, George? What was that?
Weren't you in the ice house?
Well, absolutely. You know, this has been here about 200 years. It was an old tanning factory. It used to have alligator skins and muskrats, you know. But back in the late 1800s, it became one of the first ice houses in the South. And, of course, we got a hold of it in the 50s here. You were in Detroit at that time.
Yes. Watching you on television.
That's right, sir. Listen, this was fantastic. Imagine us getting together. But, George, listen, I've got something. Why I called you is, you don't know it, but I need that audience of yours to know what we're doing here in New Orleans. George, I've come up with something. You know, I've been working with, you know, all kind of microbiology. I've been working with all of the molecular designs for new inventions. And now I've got something, George, that's just going to break your heart. We have, right here in the lab, George, I was working with subatomic particles, and get this, George.
What did you uncover?
Uncover? Listen, I have moved solid molecules across this building. George, I have moved myself with solid molecules through this machine. Chopsley, get away from the machine. I have moved myself out of this room where I am now into a room down the hallway. Electronically, George.
You teleport.
I just wanted your people there to know that I could do this. Chopsley, get away from the knife yet. Go ahead. All right, Chopsley. Let's do it for George here. Don't press that button. Press the other button. Press it. Go ahead. That's it.
What's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. I'm in your studio, George.
I'm in your studio now, George.
The real Morgus is here. Get over here.
How did you do that? I tell you, George, this has been a thrill.
You guys were in on this.
The whole bunch were in on this, George. Let me tell you, you had Tom, you had Steve, you had Lisa, you had Craig, the kitchen, you had Trevor, Oliver, and the whole gang in this building. They love you, George.
This is incredible.
They brought me here in a company jet.
Are you kidding me?
Absolutely. Private jet all the way here, George.
They've never flown me in the company jet.
They haven't shown you the company jet, have they?
No, not at all.
Well, you don't want to, George. They stopped in Tijuana with me. I mean, it was wonderful. But they did it all for you, George. You know why? Because they knew you were going to be leaving for Christmas.
Yes.
And they wanted to give you a little Christmas early and a surprise they thought you might appreciate.
Have
your old friend from Detroit come here 45 years later to see you again.
This is incredible. You talk about surprise. What are the odds of coming up with a surprise hotline?
These guys
I had no idea.
These guys did it, you know what? And I tell you what, I was going to bring something here for them, but the transformation, of course, was just incredible. Just coming here like this, and of course, your audience knows that we just pulled a little trick on you here, that I really didn't transport myself like that. But
I've got to tell you, we have such heavy security, and to see you come bolting into the studio kind of shocked the heck out of me.
Well, George, have I changed?
Actually, you look younger.
I do? Oh, my gosh, no wonder. Well, that must be the new treatment I'm on. But, George, I tell you what, just being here and seeing the studio you guys work out of is really something incredible.
It's a little different than the Ice House, isn't it?
Well, I tell you what, that's for sure thing, and I'm sure the rent is a little higher, too.
Yeah, I'm glad. You know, you are, as far as I'm concerned, the ambassador for New Orleans.
Well,
and I'm so glad you and a lot of other people are going to start rebuilding that city.
Well, as I say, George, you know, this is a city that is just built for people who are creative. And in the experimental scientific world, there's no limit. I mean, you can't get arrested for misuses of the microscope. It's just that kind of place. So we're going to bring it back. Of course, that's why I stayed at the old City Ice House, and that's why you're going to hear more about New Orleans. And if people like yourself just mention and tell people that we're coming back, we thank all of the people out there who have sent emails to my website, morgus.com, and worried about. And by the way, did you happen to send a detective after me one time?
Yes,
I did.
I did.
Did you find the one that did it? Oh, my
gosh. And he thinks he did find you. Part of his...
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Chopsy almost belted the guy. I said, Chopsy, that looks like a legitimate detective.
We were scared. We didn't know what happened.
Well, that was kind of you to do that, because I was kind of sweating it out. But, of course, you know, I have a backup generator. They don't know about this, but I use the Mississippi River. Now, George, you know at New Orleans, the river is about a quarter of a mile wide. It's 230 feet deep there, George. Do you know what kind of current there is at the bottom of that river? Not only pressure, but the undercurrent. I have a little Impella down there, George, that generates electricity. No one knew you could do that in the river.
When are you going to get me my gasoline pill?
Oh, you mean the more gas?
Yeah. You said you were going to send me the patent and everything.
Listen, don't mention that too much anymore, because I got in a little trouble over there.
Well, what happened to it?
Well, what happened is...
You're going to have to wait, because we're going to get to a commercial, and we'll be right back. By the way, though, say hello to everybody listening to you in New Orleans on WWL.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, WWL is one of my favorite stations. And, of course, all of my friends out there, you hang in there. Remember, we're all friends of science, and this city's going to come back magnificently. Just like me.